meds,
exactly.
You know, getting people worked up,
yeah.
High blood pressure, mm-hmm. You know, stress, and all these things are some of the ingredients for
anger.
Of anger,
of rage.
This is why I say eudaimonia.
Hmm.
Yes, oh, let's God. Live a life of flourish. What I'm saying is, there's like you were talking about Aristotle making a quote about proportion.
Yes, about anger. Yeah.
It's impossible to have the right amount of everything as a human.
Okay.
But I'm saying, if as humans, you see, let me say something. You see, the reason we want to be better is the reason we are not. It sounds complicated, right?
Yes, please break it down.
Yes, the reason we want to be better is the reason right now, because if we know how to be better, then we would be better. Because how do we know what's good? That's why there's another quote that says, your good intentions will not save the world. So let's just be ourselves. Let's just do what we are supposed to do. There are already rules. We live in a system. There are rules and regulations. There are law. So he was talking about lawlessness, stress, and all these things. Stress is unavoidable, well, no matter the law or the system. But all this lawlessness, you jumping traffic lights, you overtaking somebody, you know that is wrong. Just not do it. You're doing it, it's affecting somebody else. That person is like, oh God, why are you going to do like this now? You get? It's causing, or it's already causing emotional stress for that person in the head. The fact that your emotions are raised in the first time, you complain, that is what triggers something. You know, you can't take lawlessness. It's because sometimes you do something because somebody else is doing it. You be like, can't you see that man overtake? Overtaking is allowed now. Means everybody overtake. Because some people just do what they see. They can't really decide for themselves. That is the system we live in. Some people have been programmed to react to what they've seen.
And some people hunt too much.
Yes. You just overdo.
It just makes you angry.
And you know,
soundtrack. What about jealous people?
Yeah,
well. Because we're in this country right now, there's a lot of rivalry. Everybody looks at someone's kid and say, I want my kid to be better. It's
so you see someone driving a Porsche, they're just angry.
Yes, in Nigeria.
Why we have a Porsche now?
My brother's wife, who is an American, told me, she was trying to educate me that, come on, if you feel comfortable in your small car, you drive it around. You see very rich people sometimes in America, I'm telling you. Not the billionaires, though, but they are very rich. But they just live a simple life. They just choose.
Let me ask you a question.
But
right?
In Nigeria, yeah. This country, there is a big competition. No, I don't know.
No, you feel that
we
way.
We need to, and it's causing anger.
Because you are
do
not.
You feel that way when you see somebody in a Porsche and you're trekking.
Me, honestly, if I tell you, you wouldn't believe.
No, go ahead. Why not?
I've tried to understand that no two people have the same date of success. No two people have the same life.
Okay.
Most of those people you admire may not even be as happy as you are.
Doesn't matter. Do you feel that way?
Me, I try my best not to be distracted.
So let me ask you this question. Is it the the looking at the competition or is it the oppression you know that makes one angry?
The jealousy, you
know, I think it's the oppression.
Is it just the jealousy or is it the oppression?
I don't see
maybe, what you see.
Maybe
some people that are showing off,
you know, is that doesn't this man
so
know that there's poverty in the land?
Jealousy.
No, someone tap you. Why are you wearing slippers now? You know, get you.
But let's not forget that part of the things that make us really angry as Nigerians, if we have to talk about where Red Lips is coming from, is just we just have this poor value system.
Yeah.
We have a poor value system whereby somebody has their own thing.
Of course.
They have bought their own thing, whichever means to which they got it, that's their own business. But guess what? If we had a good value system, you know that you taking the bus and that guy taking his whatever, his Porsche or whatever, is just transportation.
Exactly.
That's just what it is. But because why? Because the value system is so poor, we use the poor value system as a means of aspiration. So crime, so jealousy, so people go and jazz the next person because the other person is richer than them. So rituals, because we want to get to that next level. Because why? We don't understand how to manage the value system.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Okay, let me come from the other way. Is it that can't there be a balance? Like, is it compulsory for everybody to have a Porsche or for everybody to have a limit?
Bro, let me answer that question.
Have you blamed?
Let me answer that question. I'm coming. Let me answer that question. When you go to countries like Finland, this is not a conversation. this is not a conversation at all. These are countries that you don't even hear them in the news for any
social or anything.
Yeah, yeah. For any controversy or so. Places like Switzerland and stuff. Why? Because why? Every government welfare has already set a very good value system for people.
Yeah.
There are so rich that guess what? They don't own a car. That's how rich they are. Just hit the tax. That's just it. So it's a value system thing. It's also, and like you rightly said, the environment to find ourselves in. I think you gave the fundamental points, if you ask me. Yeah.
So are we saying now that even though there's oppression, there's the value system you spoke about, which is like a core value, but a core point. But what are we supposed to be like that? Can't we just train ourselves to a better?
That's what he just said.
So wait, I'm a bit confused. Where are we right now? Are we saying the Nigerians are angry people or we're not?
Very angry because they are jealous. They're angry because of the environment they live in.
I said it angrily. Lagos, please, we want to know your opinion. The numbers dial are 012-770-993 or 012-771-993 or 012-772-993 or 012-773-993. We'll open up the phone lines once again. Nigerians angry people.
What about pastors? Have we talked about this pastor deceiving people that they all have to be very rich?
Pastors are angry with or what? Well, let's
are angry with people.
Let's hear from them. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. My name is Titi Laya. I'm calling from Mexico.
Hi, Titi Laya. Yes, what's your take on the subject?
You know what I just say about angry people is that people don't understand life. Okay. When you understand life, you understand what that word angry means.
Mm.
You see, at times when I get angry, you know, me, I hate people cheating me. I hate it in my life.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing you will do that will get me angry, no. But only when you try to cheat me or playing on my intelligence, that's when I will get angry. And if people understand this thing, they will not be angry like people. They will just be angry. They will break something. They will do what they are not supposed to do.
Mm.
It's because they don't understand life. The only way you can control anger is when you think what should come out of that anger.
Mm.
Like at times, I will just get angry. But when I think that if I should do this thing, I will wound this boy or I will wound this girl. Mm. Or something else might come out of it, and I just angry. I also feel because if I'm angry, I don't know myself anymore.
Mm.
I can just say, so when I think of what will come out of it, I will just.
You have to calm yourself down. Okay, all right. Thank you so much for that contribution. Yes, are Nigerians angry people? And tell us when you call if you are angry or not at the moment. Yes, is anybody angry in here right now? Okay, we got a few calls. Let's take one more. Hello.
My name is
Chinedu
from Abiodun.
Hi, Chinedu. Yes, what's your take on the subject? And are you angry right now?
I am very angry.
You are very angry at what? At 12 o'clock in the night.
I just came back from work and traffic.
The traffic, okay. You might have to talk a bit louder. We can barely hear you.
Okay, for us to come back home tired, definitely it makes you get angry.
Angry, okay.
And certainly for me, I think temperament has a major factor for people getting angry. Now, so I think for me, because I'm collective,
okay.
I'm getting used to controlling my anger, but it hasn't been very easy.
Okay, thank you so much for that contribution. All right, yeah, so temperament, you know, temperament is a very important aspect. So some people naturally, you know, they just have a temperament where they're easily triggered, to borrow Beattie's word again, you know, you're easily triggered, they just, you know, someone that you just, you know, poke them or something and they're ready, what's with you, they mad, you know, and then there's some people that you need to do a lot more before they actually get angry. So it's like a process, like a training process that we all go through, that was allegedly supposed to have gone through, you know, as a child getting to an adult. You should have gone through several of these situations that, you know, test your anger, and you're actually meant to build as you grow up. But what tends to happen is some people don't either go through that or they didn't learn those lessons, and so they end up being triggered and they're making irresponsible decisions. Some people then make one mistake that, you know, costs them their whole life.
But are they to be blamed?
And I feel
yes, you would. Some people make a mistake, and that mistake,
not,
you know.
Can I share a story?
Yes, of course.
A very bad story.
It depends on how bad is it.
But no, this
censor the story
it,
so that no,
it's censored. Okay, but okay, I'm just yes. telling when we're in school, we have a friend who was like this. He was the eldest among us. He was the most caring. He knew how to gather us together. We're just a group of friends. Mm. So he met this girl, very pretty girl.
Mm.
So when he met the girl, the first thing the girl did was scare everybody away.
Mm.
We didn't know why. The next thing I heard, the girl slapped him.
Mm.
He laughed and said, nah, don't worry, I provoked her.
Mm.
Now, the next thing, they were quarreling one day, the girl stabbed him.
Ah.
I'm telling you. So when we heard that, we went there, we said, we'll fight this girl, we'll throw her out. Because she started living with him in school.
Mm.
Only for us to get there, with his injury, they were laughing together. Mm. We were frustrated. Now, I now asked my friend, do you know how dangerous it is for your partner to stab you? He used this word. He said, I understand her. I will help her change.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know that she stabbed him again?
Is she a backstabber?
Okay.
Is she alive?
But yes, wait. This time, again on his arm. But the last one was close to his neck.
Wow.
Mm.
She stabbed him 3 times.
Jugger.
3 complete times. We had to hold him. We said we would fight him if we ever see him close to the girl. He was still even loving the girl, thinking he could change her.
Hmm.
But the story was so bad that this girl cannot change.
Love
I don't know, maybe spiritually. Okay. Maybe
so the question is this now. So was she angry at him or what?
That this girl now, she's always angry. And when she's angry, she picks up object. He's not the only one she has stabbed though.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there are some people.
So her
like
own
that.
Reaction, no. Whenever she's angry, she just picks up something and throws it.
And she's inside the house with a man now.
Hmm.
Imagine the danger. So some of us sometimes, I don't know if it's wrong to say this. If you observe yourself and you are like this and you have not been able to work on yourself, I don't think you should get married. I think you should try to stay away sometimes, because if you are in a marriage and your husband provokes you, you are going to stab him.
Anger.
Yeah, okay.
You are going to.
Yeah, I mean, just generally, you know, because all this is still leading to temperament, right? I just feel like people's temperaments, right, as it varies, you know, for different reasons, you know. You know that sometimes it's the upbringing that the person has, you know, gotten.
Exposed to, yeah.
Exactly. It is also, you know, how the person views the world, the outlook, and trauma that they might have gone through, experiences that they might have gone through.
Exactly.
And you know, these things inform how people react to certain situations. Like, look at this your friend that you're talking about, that's carrying knife up and down, stabbing people. You know, perhaps, you know, that's just how she knows how to deal with things based on some experience she went through, maybe when she was younger. Maybe she witnessed certain things.
That's true.
That they say, look, man, if this is, you want to deal with this situation, the best way, knife. You understand? So, you know, that kind of person needs to go through an unlearning and relearning. You understand? So
did you ask her, maybe they've stabbed her before? Are you aware if they've stabbed her before?
I don't like talking to her. I don't want to get stabbed. I feel it also stems from
all right, we got loads of calls coming in. Let's see what Lagos is thinking. Yes, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Joy from Instagram.
Hello, yes. So what's your take on the subject?
My thing on this one is, I think it's where they teach more the less favorite, because sometimes I was in first one day and this child was there somehow, and when the child ended, it was like, no, take the child out of this compound, let him stand outside. Which they are not doing to this case. So I think that's the case. If they are treating them equally, something like that should be happening, jealous or no jealousy.
Okay, so it's about equal treatment, how you're brought up, nature, nurture. Okay, thank you so much for that contribution. Let's take one last one.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joe from Surulere.
Hi, Joe. Yes, what's your take on the subject?
On the issue of anger, you know, I think it's about the environment.
Okay.
You know? Like me personally, I hate when the environment is very dirty. Like,
okay.
So I don't like dirty environment. I'm always angry, and when I see people that are very dirty and the environment very dirty and everything about them.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, I might be able to control my anger and all that.
Okay, all right, thank you so much for that contribution. He doesn't like dirty environments.
Especially
if only more of us were like that.
I want to say something like, some people, they are living through fabricated mentality.
Fabricated mentality.
Yes, because they cannot actually see things for themselves. Like I said before, all our knowledge comes to us through sense data. And so people, while they were growing up, they were brought through a particular religion, particular mindset. This is how you should do. This is what you should do. And that is how they grew up. And now this is what determines their thought process. You get so like he was saying something about pastors. I was in a bank one day and I was talking about Nigeria. You get just conversation. And somebody was saying we need serious prayer in this country. And I said, see, prayers are not going to solve Nigeria's problem. And one man was there, an elderly man, said, shut up, my friend. There's nothing prayer cannot solve. And I looked at that man, I just let it slide because he's an elderly man. He's entitled to his own opinion again. So but in that case, that's all he knows. You know, even though his opinion is blinded by religion, but that's all he knows, and he's entitled to his own opinion. So I'm saying some people can actually think for themselves. Look at some people, if you could open their heads and look inside, they are thinking through other people's thoughts. Yes, they are seeing through other people's eyes.
All right, so we're going to switch things up a little bit. We're going to do a little bit of comedy. We're going to give the floor to MC Red Lips. You got 10 minutes. Let's see what you got on your mind here tonight.
Okay, I'll do it like this. My experience in being angry, after that experience, it delivered me from anger. I'm serious. When I remember when I asked a very beautiful girl, oh, this girl fine, not be small. And when she was about to say yes, she asked me, she was like, Red Lips, do you know what you are about to put your hand into? I said, yes. She said, can you fight for me? I said, no, I can key for you. Full village. I was believing like, okay, not so easy. But we've not even gone as far as 2 days in the relationship. She just came home with a big eye, swollen eyes. I was like, what? Who did this to you? That was that was my greatest anger in life. I've never been as angry as I was that day. I was like, who did this to you? And if girl won't put you for trouble, now the way she go to explain situation where you not witness, she say, one tiny rat, small tiny thing blew my eyes. When I heard, my anger flew out of my body. My anger went ahead, was waiting for me at the gate. I was like, what? I picked up bottles. I was like, where is this place? Take me there. She took me. So as we were going, there was this street. This street during the day it used to be dark. So we used to avoid the street, like seriously. So I ran past the street quickly, but she drew me back. She said, "Oni," I said, "Yes." She said, "This is the place." But I noticed all the roofs in the street, they were all smoking. I was like, "Are the houses here burning?" She said, No, it's coming out from their mouth." I knew what I was about to encounter would be big. So I told her, "Stay outside so that blood will not stain you." And I entered. When I entered, I was just shouting. I was walking down the street till I got to a door. I was just shouting. I said, "Who be that small rat? You blow my babe. Today you go know the anger way in my body. Come out, come out." As I just shout, I broke my bottle. That bottle I broke, I regretted because that was what started the whole thing. The minute I broke the bottle, it was like I activated a demon. Inside the darkness, I just heard somebody said, "Who they shout for there?" But this time I don't break him. So I was trying to turn around and see the person. The guy was struggling to come out from a door. When I saw the beast, I was like, he said, "Who break that bottle just now?" I say, "Bros, now who break and they pack him like this?" So I beg. "Now who break and you get broom and pack her?" I beg. I say, when he beat me, I be like, "Oh, moto jam." I'm serious. But when he got through with me, urinated on me. Coming out from such situation, I saw my babe with another guy. He already bought her ice cream. So out of the anger, I was like, what? She introduced me to the guy as her younger brother. After this cross I carried, and she asked a very key question. She said, "Red Lips, are you done with him?" I said, no. "I'm done with you in Jesus' name." And that was how I escaped that, honestly. And anger is terrible, honestly. I remember like a friend of mine driving his car. He was so lousy because he had a little small cash in his pocket with his girlfriend, and he changed his name when he made small money. He said his name is Scorpion King. We surprised. So and he now had this Jamaica accent. So come on, I said, normal Efe, we know Efe Alpha. Efe go just see me, Efe go say Bombo Clyde. Mom yaka me conquer Babylon. Zion na me hometown. I say Efe. Now Nigeria you did not be Zion. Efe not yell. So one day they go with the babe. He can't jam. I don't know why Efe talk this on Nigeria police force. Sure, if you talk, I'm happy. Nigerian police force. Because there's a difference between Nigerian police and Nigerian police force. So. Nigerian police, black and black, now wood that they owe. One go okoboko. Then one go gun way, not they walk. If they enter van, then they reach 72 for one van. They'll just say now, then they arrest them sometimes. I'm serious. But Nigerian police force, I jammed some last week when they come here. They're not the way you need for that, black and black. I don't want to call their name because I not be sass on the beat, so I'm not going to need to call their name. But they beat people. Honestly. No, I'm serious. When they heard my friend, they said, "Park." The girlfriend just rolled down and said, "Do you know you are stopping? The Scorpion King." The friend, knowing who they are, now asked the girl, "Who is the Scorpion King?" The girl said, "You are the Scorpion King." Instead of him to just swallow his anger, he jumped out angrily and told them, "Say, who are you? Why are you stopping me, man? Me come from Zion. Me fear no policeman brutality. Bombo clad." The police was surprised because they know who they are. The oga said, "Just leave him alone. Put handcuff on his hand." He was still shouting, "Me conquer Babylon. Me know me right. Bombo clad, yeah. Zion." They say, "No be Zion, you day in Lagos." He not yell. He still continue. Oh God. Now they carry and go say, "This one, I don't know whether it happened or it not happened. When I not go home, he say, where for happen?" Uh-huh. So as the owner for say, they say they shout, "Bombo clad, me not bust that, me say, me not call me friends, Rastafire." They not answer him, but they leave him. Because they go like 4 days for they not carry and go court. They not, no case now, but they hold him. His voice come low, he come lost the Jamaica accent. He come they speak Queen's English. I know my right. I'm gonna sue you. I'm gonna sue you. DPO say leave on. The demon never come out. They still leave on. But now when he done, they go 1 week. The guy come cool. Come they corner out, say, humble. Now low voice, he take up, deep, he call police, say, "Officer, I beg, you feel buy me pure water. Officer are shocked. "Say, are you not that Jamaica guy from Zion?" He say, "We Zion. Now what you have for come?" He say, "No, now you just came in, you are from Zion, Bobo clad." He say, "Which bomb would they clad for here? My brother, ordinary pure water 7 days when I not give person for say. Now so will not be." Then they say, no, "You are a Rastafire." He say, "No, I not be." Unfortunately, the demon now entered the police. Then the police answered him, "Bombo clad. You man Rastafire. Boom yaka yaka." He said, "Police, that thing not favor me. He not go favor you." So honestly, that was how he cured his anger issue. Nowadays, if you see police, he they come down and greet them.
They come guy.
I swear. And they tell you, baby,
that was MC Red Lips yesterday. Let's do a little bit of throwing words. Can we have Savvy and Casa on the mic? In this segment, what we like to do is I'm going to give you guys random words, and you guys have to drop some bars based on the word that I give you. So we're going to go in a nice little circle, and we're going to kick things off with Casa. It's going to go around that way. Let's see what you guys come up with. This beat is by Top Chef. We use this beat, didn't we?
Yeah.
No, well, I like it too much. Doesn't matter. We're using it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right, so your first word, Casa, you're going to start with temper.
Oh, temper. Ibinu buguku koma ni mugbogbo wa. Eo, toba ni binu buguku lowo. Ole ba ogbo Nigeria je lowo kan. Koda. Mama Shemo, to bambi no for a jule, kufi jogi rifi jokon e kufi sam.
Shout!
I no go shout, but I no go shout. See, I like small stouts. I'm from the south, boy from the south. Me, I no like trouble, so even Kwantadi, I no go shout. I go just mellow, I go keep palm on the low, cause my temper, no they make me shout, so I keep it cool.
Forgive
and forget. Make you forgive and forget.
Don't let me your anger push you. Try to forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. Man, you know no tomorrow. If we they try to forgive. To forgive anybody.
Vex.
Vex. I see vexation. It can't be like, say, I can't, they can't get some kind of sensation. You know, they see me, my food, they be like sweet sensation. It can't, they be like, say, my anger, they arise. Affirmation. But I don't agree. I don't confirm my anger. Confirmation. It can't be like, say, I want bomb bam. Oh my God. Detonation. You don't know me. I come with this Yoruba intonation. With the pidgin and the flows, they call it swag nifonation.
Next word, regret.
Yo, ma lo regret ye. To ba se buruku laye, wa regret ye. To ba binu ju soye, wa regret ye. But gbogbo nkan buruku ko ya neglect ye. Si rere ni ma se gbagbe osi, mi o le se buruku soye, ko gbagbe osi. Nkan buruku laye mi ma gbagbe osi tori adura ti gba ona ti si.
Kick.
Kick. Okay, call me David Beckham, kick. Cause I free well well, test my free kick. I no feel lie, man. I got the kick. Even the beat where you had the feel, man. The only thing are the kick. Ah, oh my God, I'm a flick. Forget about the things. I'm a
pray.
Pray every day. Pray nonstop every day. Pray when you wake in the morning. Pray when you go to sleep. Endeavor to pray. We all need to pray. So we won't end up the prank.
Last word, bitterness.
Okay, bitterness, they on waves. You can't be like saying on internet. Social media, I know they make you want to correspond to the internet. So I know they know people don't want to talk. They are feeling bitter. You can't be like saying they expose themselves. They're just the litter. If they glitter, not all that goes, that really they glitter. But you know, your kind of personality, you know, get filter. I can't see you, but you can see me though. If you're angry, take some cool water, come bro.
That was throwing words. Yes, indeed. Excellent, excellent, excellent. You still listen to Don't Drop the Mic. The theme here is all about angry people. We're going to open up the phone lines once again. The numbers to dial are 012-770-993 or 012-771-993 or 012-772-993 or 012-773-993. Do men and women show anger differently?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes.
Why do you say that, Savvy?
I mean, men are more energetic and so they tend to express anger more than women. Women are usually very calm, maybe.
Really? Women are usually very calm.
Most women.
Interesting. Yes,
I go with the women. Yeah, growing up, my dad, blessed memory, when my dad is angry, he will let you know that he's angry and he will trash you. But my mom, she would just be that motherly, she'll be calm, she'll be cool with you. But the day where she go vex, now times 10 of the 100 where my papa don't do. So moms, they take it very calmly, they'll just be piling it up. But the day it enters your head, I'm sorry for you. So I think women, they know how to take.
I thought that was actually the men's no, usually, no, they men take usually on the, that, they on take that wave.
I don't know, I think it doesn't really... Does it really boil down to gender when it comes to anger? Because if we say it's a matter of control, I feel a female can learn just to be able to control their anger as much as a male. It could be on the same level. I'll give you a scenario. I was going one day around Mandilas, and this is like a popular place that's always congested. A lot of people passing there. Anybody could eat anyone. And then I mistakenly step on a lady, and this lady has this masculine, you know, type of, like a tomboy. I don't know. She was probably angry before that day. It was a hot afternoon. Maybe not the heat. So she was like, and then she turned back. She was like, bros, if you cut my standards this afternoon, if I near you there, you get, that's a female to a male. And based on society, especially in Nigeria, what would that be if that scenario actually took place? If she came close to me.
If she near you.
Yeah, and attacked me. And I attacked back. In the end, what would they say? So I'm saying, I think it depends on how everybody... And I just looked at her, I shake my head, and what if I had the same level of anger as she did? And I was like, if they born you were near me, but if that would have provoked that the more, and she would have, you know, you get. So I'm just saying, changes it depends on... You. It doesn't matter about gender. It depends on how you can control yourself.
Yes, really.
When I was growing up, in fact, all through my life, before I lost my dad was the calm guy. Honestly, and it wasn't just calm, it was nice. If my dad hits you or spank you, you would be happy he did. I'm serious. it was that nice. I'm serious. It was that nice because he had this sense that if he hits you or does anything bad to you, he would always call you to tell you why he did it, and it would make you feel good. He would play with you. And my mom wasn't doing that. My mom was too principled. So in some families it's the other way around. So it's nothing, like, it has nothing to do with gender, it's personality.
It's both ways.
My dad was the calm guy. Each time he hits you or beats you up, you would know that you have done something very wrong. Even before he tells you, you know he doesn't do it on a normal day. So I have friends who will tell me their mom is the one who takes that role.
I think for me it's mom, because they have this sign language. Well, like this sign language, when they do the eye, you already understand. But when your papa do eye, if he say, eh, sir, yeah, for your mom, you already know the next move. And if you don't do if you don't understand, you get it hot.
That's your mom now.
Bro, it's legit.
You can't be your dad.
Moms are always the ones taking care of the kids in most cases.
I could.
So I feel there's always that.
You could, but you can't. There's a sign language. It's mostly for.
Bros, What do you think?
I want to get your opinion.
I need the topic.
Do men and women show anger differently?
They show anger differently now.
In what way do you think they show it differently?
For example, I'll say, like, it's plausible whenever they say women talk a lot, or they use their mouths to, you know, to like to fight. So, you know, like, an angry woman would rather you know, like, go all out verbally. She's saying stuff. She's being very emotional. She's releasing all that she has kept in her heart about the situation and all of that. You know, and if you are her equal or older than her, that's how she will go. If you are a kid, you know, before you know it, maybe if she's your mom or something like that, though there are different mothers out there, but, like, you know, she might either try to, like, you know, spank you or something like that. But for men handle anger in different ways. First of all, men can handle anger in the sense that you know, like, we are both angry, we're both shouting at each other, but then before you know it, you'll be like, okay, no, let's go to the back of school and go and fight. And guess what?
The banana joints.
Yeah. And guess what? The fact that we can even arrange a venue shows that
that's why I said banana joints.
Yeah.
In my school, we used to have a place called banana joints. If you have problem, you go with your banana.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it here. The fact that even in that anger, we still have some sense of organization. It's a fact, man, because
okay,
it's like...
Okay, nice brushy.
Yeah.
Yes, we have an angry female in the building.
Hey.
Maybe not too angry, she's smiling.
Yeah.
Yes, Juby, tell us your piece on this.
Please, I'm with you, huh?
Anything you say while you're side.
Anyway, I wanted to say that it boils down to individuals.
Okay.
Every school has, whether only girls, mixed or whatever kind of school, everybody has one spot where they go to fight or do whatever, you know. But I think that anger still boils down to the individual.
Yeah.
There are mothers that are quite patient and might not be angry. I'll say, okay, wait till your daddy comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that that's the person that's going to handle the situation. While there are some that the father doesn't even need to know, the mother has already done the needful. You know, so
my mom's hands was, I reported to your dad, please, now I'm gonna die now, please.
Anything
you
but
know,
that
my mom, for instance, she would tell on the spot, as it is hot, you're getting it.
But there is
no
funny,
room for nonsense,
but there is funny,
not gonna take it. But
okay,
I was scared. I liked my dad so much, and I was like, okay, you can offend my dad when I catch you, and you know that he means it, because the day he gets a hold of you, you're finished.
But it was funny, eh? there's an African proverb, is more or less is a fancy proverb, and when it's translated, this is what they say: the things you do at your mother's side, you don't do it at your father's side. Why is that so? Like, I don't even understand what that proverb means, but it just goes to show you that there are different there are different ways of managing misbehavior
segments
on the female side compared to the male side.
I mean, I also, like I said, it still boils down to individuals. So if, for instance, I know that you're not the kind of person that I want to get in trouble with, I would do everything, or I would do everything to stay away from you, because I don't want to cause trouble. But if I want trouble, it is you I will come to, because I know that you're the one that's going to give me the amount of trouble I need. Do you understand? So I it like boils that. Down to you as a person. You know what's how do you look at your environment, you study people around you, and then you find out, you observe them, and you know what they like and what they don't like. You know, for instance, I know when to step on people's toes. Like, I don't know how to I just want to go and cause trouble. In fact, why are they all laughing there? What's funny? Let me just go there and go and kill the vibe. There is that.
Oh, is that what goes to your mind when you come and destroy
it? We know it. I'll tell you that one.
That's your case. What's more?
Can I add something yes. again? Taking to what you said, man and woman behave differently.
Yeah, when they're
angry. A woman is very strong in the family. If you are a child, like growing up, I don't know why I'm using this, maybe it happened a lot. A woman can save you, or a mother can save you from a dad in times of trouble. But you cannot be saved. The dad cannot save you from your mother when you're in trouble. So like me then, when I was growing up, when my mom wants to beat me, in fact, make I speak pidgin, when my mom beats me, if my dad wants to change for me, we change it. But when my mom wants to beat me, she will take her time. She will give me one pure water to drink. Then I know they finish pure water. So she will give me the pure water, lock me inside, tell them to finish the pure water. When you don't finish and finish, she will now ask you, you do all right? Are you okay? Then she will start the beating. After that beating, every bad character in your life will reduce.
Young Chris, I have one question for you. When you are finished drinking that water, I should ask you, are you okay? What's your answer?
Man, I'm thinking, I'm just,
yes, baby, I'm okay.
If you say you're not okay, she will beat you for not being okay.
Me, I'm not okay?
Yes.
After you drag this water,
yeah,
you
drag that
water is to raise your water level so that
so
you can
give
cry
energy.
You know, I want to say something to what Young Crest was saying just now about mothers, like nobody can save you from your mother or whatever. I don't think so.
Really?
I think it depends on the relationship that you have. So if, for instance, your husband tells you that's enough, and you know that there's a reason for that, you know,
no,
it's
like
just
I
about
said,
communication relationship, okay. You know, you can't, you we're talking about who is the head of the family when the other day and all
week,
of that last week, and you know, it still comes back here now. So if, for instance, you know that your husband is the head of the family and he's saying it's okay, you don't do now. Do you understand?
My dad, so if you say it's okay, they will still come, she will still branch to your matter.
It depends on the person. So if the person is still holding on to it and still decides that, you know what, for what you did, I'm still going to deal with you, it's still a choice. Do you understand?
Me, honestly, my dad had a lot of occasions he saved me. Oh God, he saved me.
Your dad was nice.
My dad was just nice. Because there is a level my mom would beat us to. My dad would say, no. They did not kill somebody. They did not kill. Why would you kill? Do you want to kill them? Did they kill somebody? So it's completely. In fact, I just see this thing as something that has to do with how you are.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use the expression, because okay, you see violence in marriages, it can be from the male, it can be from the female, it can be so dangerous from the female, it can be so dangerous from the male. You can be surprised to meet a family where they will tell you, my dad is too harsh, and you walk up to another one and they will say, my mom is too harsh. So it's just, who is this person?
But I think the general consensus here right now is that mothers are dangerous.
No.
Next is Busta Rhymes.
Busta Rhymes, yeah. Word, mother, yeah. Check it out, yeah. Just sing to the left, sing to the right. Make it feel good, make it feel alright. One time, feel good, yeah, y'all. Busta Rhymes in the place, y'all. Make it feel real good, y'all. Flip both the squad in the face, y'all. Fuck wild for all of my people who don't care. Flaws like a bunch of young black millionaires. Making you run, me and my done stacking my wine. Flaws a little aggressive in the mutual front. Blowing the horn, a sense of every day I was born. Never dream I see a new landscape in my lawn. Dangerous, my nickel should be accurate. Have to get the so immaculate. Ayo, watching my dough, sipping my
mouth. Sipping this loud and pretty women saying hello. Anyway, go ahead and display your oil of Olay. Little honey, they whipping a little cabriolet. I don't mean to hold you up, but I got something to say. Swear to only get you hot shit every day. Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on. This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. There's too much of us, it's dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. Flip most cross is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous. Hold your breath, we swinging it from right to left. With the rock left, you know my shit be hot to death. Staying alive, you know only the strongest survive. Holding my heat under my seat, whipping the fire. Baseline for all of my people moving around. Give me your pound, all of my squad, holding it down. Cutting you up, the new shit. Rocking you up, blowing you up, my back hole, sucking you up. Back in the days, I never used to be down. Now I'm rubber, holding several money market accounts. Blaze the street, and then I would just like to announce. Feeling my groove, my jigger, making you bounce. Others is fair, me and my squad, breaking the bread. Straight getting it, we got you suckers holding your head. Afraid of us, you know this ain't the game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on. This is serious, we could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us, it's too much of us is dangerous, so dangerous, we so dangerous. Flip mode squad is dangerous, we so dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous. One time, y'all, throw your hands real high, y'all. Get down, y'all. Let me see you all, y'all. Bust the mouse, flip mode, y'all. 1998, y'all. Get down, y'all. Let's have a ball, y'all. Feeling the heat up in the street, rocking the beat. Step up in the club, take me to my reserve seat. Coming around, all of my people surround me. So much bottles, I like my brothers to drown me. Making you drunk, feeling the funk, blazing the skunk. Stay hitting with the shit that blow a hole in your trunk. Afraid of us, you know this ain't the game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on. This is serious. We could make you delirious. Right. You should have a healthy fear of us. There's too much of us is dangerous, so dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous, so dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous. Come on.
That's right. This is serious. Our young bad girls are dangerous. Yes, indeed. Flashing back on that one. That was Dangerous by Busta Rhymes. You still listen to Don't Drop the Mic. The theme here is angry people. Please, nervous. Let's do it to you. Is it a good idea to talk when you are angry? What do you think? Is it a good idea to talk when you're angry?
Not every time.
Express yourself.
For me, it's better. I just keep quiet because I will tell you bad words. I'm telling you, very bad. I don't know how it comes. It just comes like someone is whispering to me. Say it. It's bad for me.
I think for me, like to go back to what they said, positive and negative. It depends on how you channel. Because it depends on the situations, and it also depends on how you channel your positivity or your negativity towards that situation. So it can either be bad or good. So if the situation is like, for example, now your mom gets you or your dad gets you angry, you can't channel a negative word back to your dad. Say you get me, you go watch.
That's when you have full control of your anger.
Anger is anger. It doesn't matter who.
No, to a certain level, to a certain limit.
You shouldn't say anything. That is the best way to be safe.
Because
if you say it's anger, and then it's where your emotions are spinned out of control. You've already been triggered.
But I know it's funny about it.
How do you know you're going to be able to rationalize whatever you say?
But in a state of anger, sometimes some things need to be said. Something you can see something happening. Maybe you see, I don't know, someone beating up a 3-year-old child for no reason. Yeah. That action in itself makes you angry.
That's what I said.
And in your anger, you say certain things. Stop doing that. That is not right.
That's another angle. I was looking at it from maybe just one-on-one.
Okay, but you know what? I think what Femi said was rather more or less compassion, because like you said, they were beating the 3-year-old. But anyway, I know
you're still coming from a place of
yeah, because don't forget that compassion comes with some fire and everything. But you see, what I want to drive us is now, you're talking about whether it should, you're talking about whether, you know, whether you should talk whether you're angry or not.
Yes.
Well, let's not forget that there's also another way of reacting which seems logical, when people say silence is the best answer for a fool. So that means, that's when you get to realize that that person's misbehavior is not worth your anger. So maybe you just keep quiet, because you just know that, you know, it's nothing at all. Then also, it could also be that you are quiet because what you are planning for this guy.
You say, who wrote
it? If he hears it.
That's the reason why I keep quiet in most cases. Because I've come to find that most people I deal with, they can actually undo the words I'll say. Because I say, I'm a poet.
Because by the time you give us all this, your philosophical. You are a fantabulous.
Yes.
Edomontitis.
I reason deep. And if I now reason deep and now conjure it and then throw it out at you, you will be.
You'll be
helpless.
You'll be hot.
Yes, Jimmy.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I was saying that it's not every time. You know, it still boils down to choice. So if you feel like, if for instance I feel like I'm being cheated, or I feel like I'm being manipulated, I would talk. I would choose when I want to talk, and it would just be because I want to make a statement. I can't, don't think that I cannot express myself the way, you know, I want to express myself, or don't think I can't express anger, you know. But there are times that when you consider what you get from peace, you then make a decision on, do I want peace here, or do I want to start proper war here?
But you know, the way Nigeria is set up, sometimes it's almost like if you're too chilled, things don't really happen. If you blow it out of proportion, you'll be like, sorry man. People start running around, and then there's
plenty of mediocrity and disorderliness. So when and people are used to Livam like that, Joe, like there's corruption, bribery, like maybe you're at a filling station and then somebody is like just coming from nowhere, jumping the queue, giving their 1,000 by the side, you know, bribery. And it's just like, no, we can't, you know, normal people will say, look at, is this supposed to? Some people are just talking on their own. And you are the one person that say, no, we can't take it. Why would you do that? I'll be like,
then everybody now join you.
Yes, it's true in the mind. You go to the bank.
Things get back to, they get back in order. You see, so that's why.
And guess what? It's the person that shouts that gets the foil.
Yes.
They sell to you. Yeah, that's the ones that did not shout that to them. Then they will now start their own before they get.
And which is not supposed to be so. Just like what you said. And e.g., when you go to a party, especially, specifically a Yoruba party, Owambe, where they are sharing soap, they are sharing buckets, they are sharing ashwebi, and you sit down. That where you sat down, that's where you sit till the party finishes. But when you start running around struggling, even people that are not Yorubas have adapted to that system because it favors everybody.
To come out. Where's my bucket? I have a bucket list. Let's say this call is coming through. Hello. Has lost the bucket. See, this is what happens. It can happen. Yes, you want to say something?
So in Nigeria, it's dangerous to be quiet. But we are quiet to everything that is happening in this
because
country.
Because we are used to mediocrity.
No. Is it that because it has to do with tribalism and the rest, and everybody will just keep quiet?
No, she do not.
Let's see what Savi is. Savi is got his hand up. Let's see what Savi has to say.
No, actually, I kinda agree with him on that thing. Like, you think we're going to places, and then if you keep quiet, if you don't know that. Me and my friends, we went to one church one time. We were very hungry. So we heard that they'll share food in this church. So we went to the church. So we went to the church now, and then they were sharing food. We went to the front. They said, "Okay, we should not worry. Food will get to us." Okay. We now went to the back. can you believe that the food finished just the row before us? Like,
oh, no,
the worst.
So, yeah. Why?
You walked the wrong step. You didn't walk the right step.
This is Nigeria. This is Nigeria. Is what they just did to you. Man, in this country.
In Nigeria, you need to know how to hustle.
You need to know how to hustle.
If you want something, you have to find your way and understand and create a strategy to get what you want. You're not going to get what you want.
Just create any strategy. I don't know where, like,
my guy, he was talking about sharing soap and
now, party bags and everything.
He just expressed, what did he say? He said the strategy to get it is moving around.
You need to stand up.
I'm saying, we should just, all right.
We've only got a few minutes left. I want us to move on to something musical before we close. I want us to have Casa, Savvy, and Yem Swags on this one. I want you guys to make a song about angry people. Yeah, so this is a song dedicated to angry people. So this is a song about educating people about anger, you know, being in control of yourself, being in control of your temper. Let's have all kinds of good stuff. Don't let me be angry at the end of the song, basically. Yeah, so let's see what you guys can do on this one. This beat is by Techzilla. So don't be angry.
Okay, okay.
There are people, different kinds. There are people, yeah. Let's talk about the ones who are always angry, those ones. Angry people everywhere, yeah, yeah. Oh, angry people, yeah. So my advice is, when you are angry, try to walk away. Try to stay calm, try to
chill. Okay, orisirisi eyan lo wa, orisirisi aye lo wa, orisirisi okun lo wa, orisirisi obinrin lo wa si. Tinu ba n bi e, sa se dada, mama binu ju, mama para e, sinu aye si. To ba n binu, o kan fe se ra elese ni, because ibinu laye yi, o le je ko lose everything. Everything laye yi, owo kan si ibinu.
There are people, yeah. There are very angry people, yeah. Try to stay calm when you're angry, yeah. Always be calm, always be cool, yeah. Stay cool.
I see. Waiting the ginger you, economy no they favor you. It can't be like, see, everything just they disfavor you. So you got to run away from the confrontation. See, by yourself, you don't have to take the, you got to take the forefront. No, they take the forefront, because if they give you three, you take the forefront. Now you want to provoke. It can't be like, say, now you they provoke, what you want to revoke. You see, the anger is something where we say that they invoke. It be like spirit. You go take for the yoke. See, you have to take it and calm down once in a while. No, they let them, they take your anger, they go
mobile. There are people, oh. There are many different kinds of people, yeah. Try to stay calm when you're angry.
Try to stay calm, try to stay calm.
Walk away and just stay cool.
Walk away and stay cool.
Stay cool for me, my brother, yeah.
Too cool for school.
Stay cool for me, stay cool for me, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I'm cool.
Just
cool. Yes, indeed. Makes a noise for the improv team, ladies and gentlemen. You have been listening to Don't Drop the Mic here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Of course, we'll be back same time next week. We're always here from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. And of course, you can catch us on our sister station, 96.9 Cool FM, for our playlist show, where we'll be dropping some epic jams based on the theme for tonight, which was angry people. You've already got a little bit of a preview of what we got for you on Sunday. We've got more jams where they came from. And of course, tomorrow night, usually we have our show at Bogobiri Hotel, but it is the last Saturday of the month, so we are not on tomorrow. But we're back on the first Saturday of the month next month. Yes, how can we find you guys on social media? Ems, how can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at _E_M_Z_.
Oh wow, there's a lot of scoring happening there. Yes, Yem Swags, how can you find you?
You can find me at Swags20, SWAGZ20.
Excellent. Savvy.
Savvy_ON_THE_TRACK. That's ONDA track.
Casa.
At Casa Omojoye Adeoye.
Young Cress.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Young Cress Official. YOUNGCREZ Official.
Red Lips.
You can find me on Instagram as MC Red Lips or hashtag Funny Red Lips. You see me.
Jumi.
Do not drop the mic.
You can find her at Do Not Drop The Mic. Yes, indeed. Follow us at Do Not Drop The Mic. And you can also find me on Instagram at Femi Aribisala. I've been told that there's too much funny when I drop my name. Yeah, my name is Femi Aribisala. Now I have to give you the Femi Aribisala. Sala. Hey, may you know say something serious is happening here. Yes, indeed. It's been all about angry issues. And when it comes to anger, sometimes it might be the devil's work. So you need to stay careful. Up next is Jonah Lucas.
Street camping, a bunch of lost souls on their feet standing. We supposed to be your children, I thought we family. You supposed to be my father, bro, I need answers. We don't need to die young, we just need chances. Tired of living on the edge, so we keep scrambling. Trying to talk to these strippers, but they keep dancing. We just want to be number one like Steve Francis. Bow our heads, say a prayer, now the seeds planted. Everywhere I turn, I'm seeing MCs vanish. A lot of good gone, I don't understand it. A lot of families lost and they seem stranded. I ain't trying to disrespect you, I just need answers. I know you watching us from heaven, thinking who to say. Cherry picking who should go next and who should stay. I'd be on my way to heaven if I knew the way. And bring back every good you choose to take. They say you never wrong, but you done made a few mistakes. Cause you taking the wrong, maybe you should trade. Trade us back all the real ones, remove the fakes. I think you should trade. Give us two pop back and say, you sure. Let the legend resurrected, he gon' live for good. I be screaming Thug Island every different hood. If only you can bring him back, Lord, I wish you would. Give us Biggie, give us Pun, give us Triple X. Take that Trump with you, that's a bigger threat. There's too much power for a with no intellect. That's a with a collar, there's a disconnect. Dying, mama crying, grandma need a tissue. Shooting up a church, now I need a all them still living, you don't see the issue. But how you take some leader and you take a leader with you? I ain't tryna disrespect, just need a meter with you. I ain't tryna overstep, just want a razor with you. Give us back our love, want to take the evil with you. Send them suckers straight to hell, they don't need a vigil. I need you to give us back Martin Luther. Take Martin Shkreli, give us back Malcolm. Take R. Kelly, R.I.P. Lil Snoop. Get that boy's life back, take Eric Holder. Give us Eric right back. I'm sending you this message, Lord, I hope you hit me right back. And say I'm on the wrong train, I know I'm on the right track. Cause Trayvon Dorn and all he did was try to fight back. Zimmerman walk around free, we don't like that. Why you take our mothers from us? Fathers and our sisters and our cousins from us. Got these children getting murdered while they double dutching. Wonder why the f*** take Nipsey Hussle from us. Damn, you took the true king, the true brother from us. The marathon, but they running from us. Now everybody got it's up to something. And every gangster wanna prove that they tough or something. You know it's not fair, tell the truth. I've been in my feelings too. But if you took Emmett Till, at least take Dylan Roof. At least take James Holmes. I ain't even mad at that. Just bring back Whitney and give us Michael Jackson back. Fizz want me, and then slam it down. Ain't no justice for Sandra Bland. We up like a sailing fan. Lord, if you listen, I'm just looking for a hand in hand. Take out the f***ers and give us back a fam again. Drowning in my tears, trying to pray for some. Wonder why you give us life for you to take it from us. Wonder why you give us family then erase it from us. Maybe hopefully you can have a conversation with us. Maybe I'm just probably tripping cause I need a hug. The hood can't find jobs, now we need a plug. Everybody and their mama trying to be a thug. I don't go to church cause I'm afraid of being judged. I've been staring at the ceiling as a line bet. Watching follow trends like Simon says. I pray you give us back the real ones and try again. Or maybe take the that deserve to die instead. Tommy Lauren run her mouth and then she get defensive. Laura Ingram laughing at death and disrespecting. I really feel like you should teach them stupid a lesson. Either that or give us back somebody who deserved the blessings. I left out a bunch of names that I forgot to mention. Cost too much to pay attention and it got expensive. Father forgive me for I know not what I do and now I'm reaching out to you hoping you hear me and return the message. I know that you got our back and that you're not against us. Or maybe you just love us so you to test us. I just kinda thought that you would do more to protect us. This
say the good die young, and I ain't on the guest list. I've been drinking, Lord, forgive me as my blood racing. I don't know what I'm thinking, I'm just frustrated. I don't mean to question you, I'm just confused. I don't know what else to do, I've been patient and it sucks waiting. Took my mans from me, that forever hurts. But putting the blame on you, that'd never work. I know this ain't your fault, it's the devil's work. Devil's work.
And on that, you're welcome to Love and Life Lounge 99.3 Nigeria Info, the one and only true blonde crazy love doctor Daniel Akpata right here, and we're ready to roll. Hey, well, it's a weekend. How did it go for you, or how is it going for you? What plans do you have? Well, by now, if you're listening to me, probably you're home or you're driving out or something. But hey, whatever plans you have, hey, it's a